This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Afghanistan's state-run news agency reported a powerful earthquake struck a rural mountainous region of the country's east, killing 1,000 people and injuring 1,500 more. Wednesday's quake was the country's deadliest in 20 years. Officials warn that the already grim toll may still rise. Information remains scarce on the magnitude 6.1 earthquake near the Pakistani border. International aid groups wasted no time getting their crews into the country to help local officials find survivors and get aid where it was needed. In an interview, UNICEF Afghanistan spokeswoman Sam Mort says some areas suffered mass devastation.
One of the districts, Skalan, that has been affected, I've just heard, has lost 1,800 homes. And these are very simple homes made of mud bricks that crumble really, really easily. And so we're deeply concerned that there are still people underneath the rubble.
The mayor of the southern Ukraine city of Mykolaiv said Wednesday Russian missile strikes killed at least one person and damaged buildings, including a school in the city. Mayor Oleksandr Senkevich said the attacks caused several fires, damaged a number of residential and business buildings, and left smoke hanging over the port city. Regional Governor Vitaly Kim said earlier Wednesday 7 missiles had hit Mykolaiv. Reporters Without Borders said in a 16-page report Wednesday that Ukrainian photographer Maxim Levin was, quote, executed in cold blood, end quote, alongside his friend Oleksiy Chernysov by Russian forces north of Kyiv on March 13th. The Press Freedom Group said on its website, quote, the evidence against the Russian forces is overwhelming, end quote. Reuters could not independently verify the report. This is VOA News. The United States is hopeful there will soon be a positive resolution of the issues between Turkey, Finland, and Sweden regarding the NATO accession bids of the two Nordic countries, the State Department's top diplomat for Europe said Wednesday. The Assistant Secretary for Europe and Eurasian Affairs said the United States was, quote, certainly pushing, end quote, to get all parties on the same page before next week's NATO summit in Madrid. She was speaking at a Senate Foreign Relations hearing. The U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is underscoring the Fed's determination to slow inflation. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
Price pressures have spread to a broad range of goods and services.
Addressing the Senate Banking Committee, Jerome Powell says the central bank is keenly aware of the problems dogging the U.S. economy as it struggles to recover from the pandemic.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing. We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down.
Powell came under fire from both sides of the aisle. Senator Elizabeth Warren got the Fed chair to acknowledge that raising interest rates won't reduce gas or food prices.
Rate hikes won't make Vladimir Putin turn his tanks around and leave Ukraine.
After blaming President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package for exacerbating inflation, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina accused Powell of taking too long to raise rates.
The Fed has largely boxed itself in to a menu of purely reactive policy measures.
Jennifer King, Washington.
After closing this month following record flooding, Yellowstone National Park, the U.S.'s oldest national park, partially reopened Wednesday. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Record-shattering floods reshaped Yellowstone's rivers and canyons, wiped out some roads, and left some areas inaccessible, maybe for months to come. But visitors are now able to return to some parts of the park. Park managers raised the gates at 3 of Yellowstone's 5 entrances this morning for the first time since June 13th. Tourists will be able to see Old Faithful again, the legendary geyser. But for now, they still won't be able to see the bears, wolves, and bison that roam the wild Lamar Valley and the thermal features around Mammoth Hot Springs. That area will stay closed at least until early July. I'm Rita Foley.
Comedian and actor Bill Cosby will appeal the civil verdict that saw him ordered to pay $500,000 to a woman he allegedly sexually assaulted almost 5 decades ago, a spokesperson said Wednesday. The man, once known as America's Dad, has been accused of predatory behavior by dozens of women in allegations that stretch back decades. But after a sole criminal conviction was overturned on a technicality, Tuesday's civil ruling by a jury in California was the only legal finding of culpability. Via remote, I'm Diane.